Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, April 19th, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, until we build the numbers that we need that create the physical spaces which receive our founding energy, spaces in which we seed a healthy alternative to this diseased system. Until then, all who long for love, truth, and beauty to be the axis that turns the wheel of our new world are at risk. If we talk to each other about our fears, my son will be saying in the next word beat in the Moving Forward series, we would finally overcome power's chief strategy, our atomization. And that's an ongoing theme, obviously, since it's the chief strategy, achieved through many means, and primarily up to now the wage work system. And we're going to be thinking as we conclude our reading of anti-systemic movements and absorb the thinking of our good three, because it's very rich and has never been, as far as I'm aware, adequately followed up on. We're going to be thinking more about how that atomization is achieved as the world economy contracts because of the consumption of the planet and is unable to provide all the occupation, is unable to keep us all occupied. What does atomization mean when so many people are cut loose from employment, basically, paid means to live? It feels to me, if we talk to each other, let me just back up, about our fears, we would finally overcome power's chief strategy, our atomization, which leads to dissent being isolated and eliminated with ease. It feels to me very solemn, this moment we're in, on the cusp of something completely different, full of fear this moment and full of anticipation, but also full of promise. We will get there, to that space in which we breathe together, laugh, and plan together. But the challenges are serious. Folks with means are afraid to get involved. The power guys display to intimidate an astonishing array of technology and weaponry. Thoughts out in the broad populace have been so exceedingly controlled that the bridge to new thought seems effectively closed. What to do? Safety is no doubt an issue. And yet, the moment is pregnant. The earth commands. I follow. What we have to keep in mind and ponder are time and space frames. The global class system is disintegrating. It can no longer generate the necessary legitimacy anywhere in the world. Which means we are confronted with a global power that easily feels threatened, and as a result is taking the offensive. But the needed thoughts, though it may seem otherwise, are already out there. Else the reaction from power would be more measured. We need only figure out a way to call the question.